There. Okay, we are back on the record and we're moving on to case number 6, PR-2023-008235, SD-2024-000054, preliminary and final plat with a VA-2024-000083 waiver to the DPM requirements. Arch and Plan Land Use Consultants LLC agents for Richard Chess requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of tracts 1B, University Village Zone R-MC-PD, located at 1907 Buena Vista Drive Southeast between Gibson Boulevard and Ross Avenue, containing approximately 33.45 acres. Mr. Archuleta, you want to state your name and address for the record?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer and members of the DFT. My name is Derek Archuleta with Arch and Plan Land Use Consultants, P.O. Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent.
You swear and affirm to tell the truth.
I do.
Okay, you want to do a short presentation?
Yes, what you have before you, and as you've stated, this is a request for subdivision. It's one to two lots. One of the lots is currently a decades-old mobile home park, which is the larger lot. The smaller lot, which is on the southeast corner of Eastern and University, is going to be used for a medical clinic by the University of New Mexico. The university is in contract, is my understanding, to purchase the property for a medical clinic on the site. A component to the application has been a waiver on Buena Vista, in addition to an administrative amendment to clean up the lots on the property. And with this, I'm here to listen for comments. Before I turn it over, I'd like to also introduce Mr. Tom Neal, who is with the University of New Mexico, and Mr. Richard Chess, who is the property owner. Thank you.
Mr. Neal, Mr. Chess, are you going to testify today? If you are, I need your name and address for the record. Mr. Neal?
Yes, my name is Tom Neal, Director of Real Estate for the University of New Mexico. My address is 5315 Vista del Cerro
His
Northeast,
name, but.
Albuquerque 87111.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Chess, are you going to testify today?
I may testify today.
Go
I'm
ahead and
on my wife's computer. My address is 1812 Stagecoach Road, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87123.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Mr. Archuleta, is the mobile home park, the existing mobile home park, going to remain or is it going to be redeveloped?
Mr. Hearing Officer, it's going to remain. So the larger tract, to be known as Tract 1B1 on 30 acres, will remain unchanged. As part of this application. Thank you.
And it's under the same ownership.
Mr. Hearing Officer, currently that is correct.
But the intent is to subdivide tract 1B2 and then transfer that out over to the universe to a different owner.
Mr. Hearing Officer, that is correct.
Okay. There's anything else? Does Mr. Neal or Mr. Chess, do you want to add anything to the initial presentation?
I would just like to add that this is one of the last steps in our approval process to acquire the site. We received approval from all the governmental entities that are required to close this subject to this replat, and it is our intention to develop the site with a community-based health clinic.
Great, thank you, Mr. Neal. Mr. Chess, anything to add?
No, I don't have anything to add at this time. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to open it up to the general public. If there's any members of the general public that wishes to comment on agenda item number 6, please unmute and or raise your hand. Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I do see that you're granting easements. I would like to see the exhibits that you received or surveyed to get those alignments to ensure that those water lines and sewer lines are within the proposed easements. I'm assuming you didn't find any I'm assuming you did not find any existing easements, and that's why you're granting them. Is that correct?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Gutierrez, yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, yeah, just provide me the, this is David with the Water Authority, just provide me the survey showing those and overlying with the easements as well, so I can just confirm with my eyes that that they are within the easements. That'll be very helpful to me. With that said, I don't have any other objections to the plat and no objection to the waiver. Thank you.
Mr. Gutierrez, do you want to make that a condition that it be provided to you prior to your signature?
I can do that.
Okay, if you could put that into the chat. We'll move on to code enforcement, Mr. Boylan.
This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. The comments are as follows. The prior concerns expressed in the sketch plat on 3/1/23 have been addressed with the administrative amendment approved on 11/6/23 and included with the submittal. With that, code enforcement has no objections to this.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. We'll move on to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no objections or comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go on to hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Tiquan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 24, 2023. Hydrology has no objections. For future development, just a reminder, before building permit, please submit a grading drainage plan for review and approval. That's all from hydrology.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll move on to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. University is a minor arterial and requires 6-foot sidewalk with a 4-foot around any obstructions and a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Eastern and Buena Vista are locals and require 5-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. If you're unable to provide the landscape buffer, you may request, and I put here waiver, it really should have been determination, but you have applied for the waiver, so that's okay, with a justification letter. You have provided justification for no building of the buffer on Buena Vista, which is acceptable, but you have not addressed sidewalks on any of the streets listed or the buffers on Eastern or University. Please provide figures for all streets that dimension right-of-way, sidewalk, buffer, and curb and gutter. All work within the right-of-way needs to be placed on an infrastructure list and completed through work order process. For future development, before a site plan can move forward, a traffic circulation layout must be submitted and approved. A traffic scoping form needs to be sent to Matt Grush to determine if a TIS will be required.
Mr. Archuleta, do you want to address those at this point?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Armijo is correct. The submitted waiver was solely for Buena Vista. For University and Eastern, and Mr. Neal can elaborate on this, being that it's a state project, there's CID oversight as well. And my conversations with Mr. Neal have no issue with accommodating what Mr. Armijos read into the record for University and Eastern. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Neal to elaborate on the state process. Thank you.
Mr. Neal.
Mr. Hearing Officer, members of the committee, we would absolutely go on record and affirm that when we develop the site, we will conform with the city standards, sidewalk standards. We do not have a site plan yet, and we're waiting on this action before we move forward with our architect. But I, you know, again, whatever we need to get this committee comfortable that we will meet those requirements as we develop the site, we are willing to do that.
So, Mr. Neal, so what I'm understanding is that right now you're the determination would be on just Buena Vista and not on Eastern and University. Am I correct on that? Or are you saying that you would meet all of the criteria? Because on Buena Vista, you do have a Highline power line that runs down that street.
Mr. Hearing Officer, it's just for the Eastern and University frontage. Our project will be on the smaller site that's being subdivided, that's subject of this hearing today.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. Are you withdrawing the determination on Eastern and University?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. The waiver that was submitted was, as you're correct, was solely for Buena Vista because that's the portion of the property that will not be taken over by the university. Right. The reason for not submitting a waiver for those for Eastern and University is because, as Mr. Neal stated, their intentions are to comply with the requirements of transportation as part of their process through getting review and permits through the state.
Okay, so really the waiver as advertised and listed as for Buena Vista is still what's being requested.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. That clarifies.
Ernest Armijo Transportation, a couple of points of clarification here. The waiver that you submitted for Buena Vista was only for the landscape buffer. Does that mean that you are going to extend the sidewalk out to 5 feet or not? Or do you also want to add that on there?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Armijo, the waiver that was submitted was based upon comments received on March 1st, which specifically call out the landscape buffer. But yes, it would be for, as you bring it up, it would be for both, correct?
Okay. Just to let you know, the reason I had mentioned the landscape buffer, and that was in general, is because on University, I did see there is sidewalk, but there wasn't landscape buffer. I didn't know how wide the sidewalk was. So that's one reason why I asked for figures showing for all the roads, showing me what is existing. That way we can determine what you need determinations for, what you need waivers for. So that's the only reason I just mentioned the landscape buffer before. And I mean, we can work with that on Buena Vista for the sidewalk also. For Eastern and University, unfortunately, in order for the plat to go through, we need an infrastructure list showing what you're going to do there. So we need an infrastructure list with a financial guarantee, even though you won't do it until later, until your site plan is coming through. For the platting action, I need that in an infrastructure list.
And this is Aaron Osterbohan. So Mr. Armijo, you would be amenable if we made that a condition that an IIA be executed and recorded prior to the final plat.
Are we only doing final plat or is it preliminary final?
It's preliminary final. Folks, yes, it's preliminary final.
Okay, because yeah, typically it's like, normally that's not the way we do. I mean, we usually need that before we can give an approval here.
So what I can do is I can approve preliminary plat today, and they can move forward getting the IIA started and into it, and then they can return back for final plat.
That's possible, though. One thing I'll need to stress also is that, since we don't know what's on University and Eastern, it may require right-of-way dedication, which would change the outlines of the plat also.
We got a whole bunch of people and unmuting, so we'll start with Mr. Rudenbeck.
This is Jay Rudenbeck. So a couple things. One, this is a minor preliminary final plat action, so both the preliminary and final plat would be approved at the same time. Second, I got a question for Mr. Archuleta. Is there an infrastructure list that's currently included with this application?
No. That is correct. This is Derek. No.
Okay. So we would need an infrastructure list to be submitted. And the question I would have is, typically we have an infrastructure list that's approved with the plat. A lot of times, I mean, DFT staff will work with the applicant on details with the infrastructure list, but usually we have one before we approve a plat. So just want to note that.
Yeah. Sir, and Officer Bohan, let me ask Mr. Bianzar. So this is a minor action. And so my opinion, under a minor action, I could make that a condition for preliminary final plat, I believe.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I mean, yeah, we could treat the infrastructure list outside the plotting action, as long as there's a finding that it does state that financial guarantee needs to be placed in place prior to final signature on the plot.
But I think we're on solid ground.
Yeah.
Okay. And just I mean, and I don't have objections to that. I just want to know, how would that affect us in the case that there wasn't enough room for the sidewalk and buffer and they needed to do right-of-way dedication, and so it changes the outline of the plat?
So here's my review of the record, and I'll be as vague as I can. On Buena Vista, the record is pretty clear that you have physical constraints limiting the ability to widen the sidewalk and the existing fence, and the neighborhood character would be objected. So, and the waiver is in the application.
Right. We have no problems with Buena Vista.
Right. So it's just on Eastern and University, which was not in the application, but is part of the preliminary plat, that would be a condition that an IIA be created and executed.
Right. But what if that changes the outlines of the property, if it requires right-of-way dedication? That is my concern, is that we approve the preliminary, and then all of a sudden, once we do the measurements and they found out if they needed to provide right-of-way, now the plat changes.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahabi Azhar, if I may. So I guess Mr. Archuleta is asking for a cross-section to ensure that we don't need right-of-way dedication as part of this plot before we take an action. If we need right-of-way dedication, and then cannot approve the plot because it will change the boundaries.
Mr. Archuleta, could you do a new exhibit in the next 2 weeks?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes, we'll accomplish that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do today, Mr. Archuleta, is I'm going to go ahead and finish with staff's comments. Then we'll continue this case in 2 weeks, and then with that, then you can provide that exhibit to staff, and then we can take action on that case at that time.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. So you want the exhibit to reflect the ability to accommodate transportation's requirements?
So what they're asking for is they need to show if there's any additional right-of-way that is going to be required to be dedicated on Eastern or University to meet the requirements of the IDO. And that's typically shown by preparing a cross-section showing the existing right-of-way and the improvements within those right-of-ways on both of those sections. And then with that, Mr. Armijo can make a determination of whether or not he needs additional right-of-way on either one of those streets.
Okay.
And if it is, then we'll need to have the plat updated reflecting that, so that when you have one action, preliminary and final plat.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure we finished with plan. I know we haven't, because Mr. Webb's the planning.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Just had a couple questions on this one. I had touched base with Mr. Archuleta asking, and this tiny little sliver of property, I think, is probably just an not reflecting the actual lot line for the one below here, but I wanted it because they're both listed at 1907 Buena Vista. So I just wanted to make sure in the replat that there's not a small piece of the boundary that appears to be part of this residential area separately, that was either supposed to be included or left out or kind of all the above there. So I wasn't sure if you were aware of this one, but I included that in my comments.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. Yeah, you're correct. We did speak and I responded that it was outside of the boundaries of this property. That's before the DHO. And I can have Mr. Chess confirm that.
I think what would be better is if you could have the plat show that as an adjoiner. I think that would clarify, Mr. Webb. If we're going to do some cleanup, let's go ahead and the plat as well. So just show that as an adjoiner. And Mr. Chess, if you can just testify that is not part of the application or not part of the ownership.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I'm not sure exactly what that is, to be honest with you. So right. We'll get it cleaned up for you.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to me that it's not part, but I think we need the record clear.
And we pretty much already discussed the sidewalk, landscape buffer, and infrastructure list. I really didn't have anything else as far as the next time when we're ready for approval, just the minor standard conditions that we generally have.
Yeah, Mr. Archuleta, so that's usually the project number, case number, DHO hearing date, DXL pages files. You can get that started wrangling up.
Yes. Okay.
Mr. Webb, any additional comments?
No, that is all. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Archuleta, are you clear? We need to go over any additional items?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. I'm clear. I'm not sure if Mr. Neal or Mr. Chess have any additional questions. Thank you.
Mr. Neal or Mr. Chess, if you got some questions or if we need to clarify what's going on, we'd be happy to do that right now.
Just a question concerning the infrastructure list. Is it possible to for the university to affirm that we will construct those improvements? And if not, defer some future site plan approval if for whatever reason we do not close on the site? I'm unfamiliar, and I apologize, I'm a little ignorant on the process, but I'm just doing all that I can to expedite this to closing so we can get under construction.
Mr. Neal, we understand, and the process is not simple by any stretch of the imagination. It's Mr. Villazar, it may be interesting because my take on this is you've got a private property owner that is outside the municipal subdivision of the University of New Mexico. So unfortunately, all of the rules in the IDO apply to this platting action. If it was the university that was ownership, then I would say that we may need to have a ruling. But right now, you are buying this from Mr. Chess, and so he still is has to comply with all the IDO requirements.
Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, if I may, this is Shahapi Azar. So in the past, when UNM platting actions, we've done municipal liens, so that's an option. But again, since you don't own it yet, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, so what that means, Mr. Neal, is a financial guarantee is one of three documents, one of three ways to guarantee those improvements, either cash, letter of credit, or
bond.
And so that's going to have to be posted so that platting action can be finished and then you can actually take ownership. Once you take ownership, then yeah, a municipal lien could be in place. And Mr. Archuleta could help you work through those issues.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're trying to get you there.
We very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to continue case number six for 2 weeks. Jay, does anybody got a date on that?
That's April 10th.
To April 10th.